This is Discast Extra. Your source for freestyle audio exclusives.
Welcome to Discast Extra.
When you last heard from us in September 2009, we told you of our upcoming Discast Decades project. Now, that is still in the works, it's still on its way. It's gathering speed all the time, it's coming together very nicely. But for now, we've got a few festive treats for you this winter, starting out with this very first in a series of Discast Extras. Joe, what can you tell us about this one?
Well, we are privileged to speak to one of the best women freestylers of all time, Gina Sample. She spoke to us about her personal career. Here's the interview.
So, Gina, this is a question that we ask every freestyler that we get on the show, but it never fails to produce an interesting answer. So, how and when did you first begin playing freestyle?
Well, I guess I was about 17. I guess I could give you years, but that would date me. But I guess it was about 78, 79. And my sister at the time, Corey, she was living up in Dallas. She was going to college, and she was with the Dallas Frisbee Club. And, you know, she mostly played golf and some MTA and a little bit of freestyle, but she was the one that taught me how to nail delay. She would come home, you know, for spring break or whatever, and she'd show me how to nail delay, and then she would give me her copies of Frisbee World magazine. And so that's all I had as a base, and I would just look through these photos and try to figure out what they were doing and then try to do it. So I guess basically most of the photos are like catches. So I guess my first moves were learning how to do all these catches. But that was a start. So just nail delaying in my room and then just looking at these photographs. And then this was in, I'm from El Paso, Texas, and you know, there's really nothing there as far as Frisbee, I thought. And it turned out when I went to the university, they had an ultimate team there. But it was all men, but I was like the only girl on the team, and so I didn't really play that much. So when we'd go to these tournaments, I would mostly be on the sidelines, but I would find someone to jam with. So I just kind of, that's what I wanted to do anyways, was to learn how to throw and to create moves. So I would just find whoever was willing to throw and could do basic moves, and I would just play on the sidelines. And then once in a while, I'd play some ultimate. But so that's how that got started.
Wow.
Well, then actually after that, I was at UTEP for about 2 years, and then I transferred to UT Austin. And that's where it all happened. I mean, I picked Austin, Texas, because I had actually had drove there for a tournament just to watch, and they had everybody there. It was amazing, and it was just this huge ordeal with music and food and competition, and I thought, this is where I want to live. So I just transferred, and I didn't know anybody there, and I had a few names, but I think everyone was at a tournament or something, so I couldn't get a hold of anybody. And I was living at the dorms next to Clark Field, which I didn't know was the famous Clark Field where they all jammed. And I went for a run. They have this track, so I'm just running. And I didn't wear contacts at the time, so I didn't have my glasses on while I was running. And I see this Frisbee in the air, and then this blurry guy just, you know, doing all these freestyle moves. And I was just like, oh my God, there they are. Like, I'm running. It was John Houck and someone else, I can't remember who it was, and I ran up to him, and he probably thought it was some crazy person, but I'm like, I want to jam, I want to play, and so he threw it to me, and I was just doing all my little funky moves that I created, and they just like, who is she? And that's how it started, and then I would just play every day, pretty much.
That's fantastic. Okay, Gina, so you've obviously, you've talked about that, how you got into the game. At this time, was the sport dominated by males, or were there a fair number of other female freestylers on the scene as well?
Well, from where I was, it was mostly male. I know in the early 80s, there was definitely a lot more women, you know, Kate Dow and gosh, I can't even remember their names, but there definitely was a lot more. But when I moved to Austin, I was pretty much, well, it was Donnie Rhodes and his wife. They played, but they didn't play with anybody else. And so I basically just played with the guys. And at tournaments, there were some women, you know, but it wasn't a huge contingency of women, unfortunately.
Okay. So, this you might be skipping ahead in the timeline of your career a bit here, but if you could pick just sort of one moment, or event, what would be your most memorable thing from your time in freestyle?
Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was 1984 World Championships in Minneapolis, because it was only, I think it was only my second tournament, and I played with John Houck in mixed pairs, and we won. And I mean, I didn't know anybody. Nobody knew who I was. It was pretty bizarre. It was scary, but we put together this routine for months, and it was just, you know, choreographed to every note, you know, to the song. And even though the co-ops were very, you know, very easy, because, you know, I was just learning how to set the disc, you know, under someone's leg, which I thought was really awkward. And just, you know, we just pulled it together, and I think we only dropped maybe one or something like
Oh,
that.
wow.
And everyone was like, "What? Who's this?" And but I mean, not that I did anything difficult. It was just that we choreographed it and we hit it, and we spent, I mean, months on this, and so that was pretty cool, you know.
That must be amazing. Now, one thing we did want to ask you about, Gina, is we know that in 1994, a decade later than the event you've just talked about, you actually made freestyle history again by becoming the first ever woman, and I think still the only woman to this date, correct me if I'm wrong,
Really? Yeah, I was just going to ask you about
to
that.
win an open pairs world title. So it's the division that the men could compete in as well. How did that feel in, at the time?
Well, that was pretty awesome. I mean, that was very unexpected. But that tournament was that was a good tournament. I mean, I was in a lot of other events that I did well, but that was really surprising. And but my partner Rodney Sanchez, I mean, no better person to have to be a partner for that, because he's just a great
Brilliant.
guy, no ego. And it was, you know, we just played it low key, and but we were really thrilled about it. And I'm just surprised it hasn't happened again. I mean,
I'm pretty sure it hasn't.
I was trying to look through the results, and no, I don't think it has since. So that was a fantastic achievement, definitely. And I was also today, I was just scrolling down the list of who else was in that tournament, and it wasn't an easy field.
No, it wasn't. And
Easter,
that's what makes
David
it really
Thompson,
exciting.
Todd Schiller. So
Larry
I
Imperiali.
thought.
Oh,
Exactly.
wow.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah, it was tough competition, so that made it even better, you know.
how did the other male players take being beaten by a woman, Gina?
Personally, I don't think they took it very well. I mean, nobody said anything, but one person kind of had a little snide remark, even though he was trying to sound like he was joking, but you know, I just ignored it.
Oh,
It's to be
fantastic.
expected.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, now we've also recently heard about this move called the sample shuffle. Could you tell us any more about this, and was it really stolen?
Well, I don't think I know what that is. Is it the Twisto move? Because I've never heard of sample shuffle, unless this is all talked
Oh,
about by
really?
my dad.
Okay.
But all I can think of is this: it's a Twisto flex with an under the leg set to a scarecrow, and on a lucky day, I can throw in a double spin. But
Right, I see.
Dave Lewis described it
Okay.
recently as some form of under the leg skid.
Oh, that. Oh, okay.
So
yeah, it's just a behind the back. What do you call that? Swoop. My back swoop to be a double spin. The leg skid.
Okay. Well, it sounds pretty difficult. I'm sure whatever it is impressive.
I don't hit it all the time, but well, right. That's the kind of the running joke with Dave Lewis and I, because he'll show me a move, I'll do it, and then everyone calls it mine. it's really all Dave Lewis.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be very gracious.
Yeah. So is there any way you can just sort of sum up your, you know, your experience, your personal experience in freestyle frisbee in general?
Well, it was definitely a lot of fun, and I got to travel, and I've got a, you know, huge community of friends. I just wish at the time that there were more tournaments like in Europe, like there is now. You know, of course, when I retire, there's all these tournaments in Europe. That would have been nice. Yeah. And to have more women, it would have been nice to, you know, Stacy and Carolyn, it was always like, oh, I want to be like that. I want to have a partner who lives in town, you know, we're on the same level and we can just put together, you know, this great routine and have these, you know, cute little outfits and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That would have been great, but that just never happened. So I played with the guys.
Fantastic. So when did you actually stop playing freestyle, Gina? Was that mid-90s sometime?
When it was after New York. When was that? 95? 6? Something like that. Okay. Yeah, so late 90s.
Right, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay, so that concludes our interview with Gina Sample. Gina, thanks very much for the interview. It was great to hear from you, and it's particularly good to get more women on the show. I think we really enjoy hearing about anyone's personal careers, and we should say also that that's less than half of what Gina gave us when she spoke to us back a few months ago. Now we also spoke to her about the late 80s and early 90s for our decade projects that are coming up soon, so you'll be hearing a lot more from Gina in the upcoming documentaries.
Stay tuned for more Discast extras coming in the next few weeks.
Thanks for listening to Discast Extra. For more information, log on to ukdistime.co.uk.